You're listening to SBS News.
Locked down due to COVID-19, Long Bay Jail in Sydney is a lonely place. But Islamic chaplain Ahmed Kalani is one of few allowed beyond the prison walls. He says a connection to faith can help rehabilitate inmates, providing them with guidance in times of uncertainty.
When people come into custody, a lot of the times they have a lot of time to self-reflect because of the isolation. They're cut off from their family and their friends. And what we do is, for people that have a bit of a spiritual background, we can give them that sort of guidance. And also religion is very, very good at giving people some discipline, that consequences of behaviour.
Before the pandemic, Mr. Kalani provided pastoral care to prisoners across the state. He now practices social distancing and wears personal protective equipment.
COVID's been really put everybody in a jail. And what does jail do? It takes away a lot of things you took for granted that you didn't really appreciate before, and gives you a lot of time to self-reflect about things. And I think that's happened not just to people inside jail, but outside as well.
Prior to visiting restrictions being introduced across the prison system, due to fears of a coronavirus outbreak among inmates, there were about 4,500 face-to-face visits a week across New South Wales correctional facilities alone. According to Catholic chaplain Bernard Ellis, this increased isolation can affect prisoners' rehabilitation.
That's one of the things we're learning from COVID, that people are under duress, and what gets impacted is their mental health, and that we do need that sense of spirituality which gives us purpose and meaning in life. And if we understand that, it seems to be that we can cope and better deal with when things go bad.
Prison chaplaincy is a nationwide multi-faith program, and experts like Venerable Bomhyeon Sunim, a Buddhist, say in Australia it dates back to the First Fleet.
That chaplaincy was more about behavioural management than actually a caring of in the way that we think of pastoral care and chaplaincy these days.
SBS News spoke to a former inmate who served over 3 years in jail, charged with reckless wounding in company. In a bid to make peace with himself, he turned to Islam while behind bars and has since turned his life around.
I definitely wouldn't have changed as a person if it wasn't for Islam. If I didn't have those principles, those rules, that guidance, then I definitely wouldn't have changed. There's no way I would have changed.
He says his time spent in prison forced him to reflect.
You reflect on yourself. Yeah, and because you're away, and especially my parents coming to visit me every week, no matter where I was, they would come. So that makes you realise, like, look what parents you have, how blessed you are, and what you've done to them. You understand? Because I put them through hell.
For Ahmed Kalani, these transformations are what keeps him coming back.
People tend to forget anyone can come into custody. You know, people make mistakes in life, but we don't judge them for the rest of their lives based on that mistake.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.